authority to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Andrew Skousen, and we're going to be talking about Joel Skousen's analysis of what's going on over there in Syria. Will there be a war there? Certainly the establishment wanted a war there. They created this whole situation. They have hired the mercenaries. This is not a civil war in Syria, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anybody talk about a civil war or certainly trying to, get democracy there. But basically, these are mercenaries. These are hired mercenaries, 20,000 from Chechnya, another 20,000 coming from mercenaries, al-Qaeda radicals from Iraq and from Saudi Arabia, from all of that part of the country. There are about 80,000 there, according to reports we have. There were some, about 15,000 people who actually deserted from the Syrian army to join the rebels. They were all killed by the Chechnyans, so there are almost no Syrians actually involved fighting against Assad. These are mercenaries employed with your tax money, CIA dark funds, primarily. Some of the money's coming from Saudi Arabia and from Qatar, but they're simply client states of ours. The tragedy is our tax money has killed over 100,000 civilians. Are you concerned? As long as football season's here, well, you should be concerned, because men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. And you need to be involved, and you need to be helping us get the information out. And what you're about to hear from Andrew, I'm sure, is accurate. I've read the summary of it. Joel does a great job in analysis of what's going on. But this is all contrived, part of our current effort to precipitate a major war in the Middle East. Did you have to have an enemy? And we're uniting all of the countries there under radical Islamic control. We financed the Muslim Brotherhood going back to the end of the Second World War, and we're still financing the world terrorist movement. We send our boys over to Afghanistan to fight al-Qaeda, and we finance al-Qaeda in Syria. Can you explain that? Not logically, but you can if you understand that we've created the best enemy money could buy with your tax money, and now we've killed 100,000 civilians, and somebody should be held responsible. Andrew Skousen, you tell us what's going on, please.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate the opportunity to be on with you again. Joel says here that the attack on Syria certainly seems delayed now, if not forestalled, and all because of a verbal gaffe by John Kerry. Joel says, in my nearly 20 years of writing about world affairs, I've never seen the globalists make such a major mistake. Such as what happened this week when Secretary of State John Kerry went off script and threw out a quote-unquote impossible scenario wherein Assad might evade a U.S. military strike by turning over his chemical weapons to international control within 1 week. Well, Russia and Syria immediately saw an opening to save Assad and grabbed it before Kerry could take back his rambling off-the-cuff words. It was never intended as a serious offer, and he certainly didn't have White House approval to put this option on the table, but the damage was done. Obama was forced to accede to more time to work out the details. Support in Congress for military action instantly dried up in the face of this great-looking proposal. And the White House has tried to spin this now as Obama's idea. In one fell swoop, the U.S. juggernaut toward war in the Middle East was derailed and maybe sidetracked for weeks to come. Here's what Kerry actually said. This was in response to a question from a reporter about whether or not there was anything Syria could do to avoid this military attack. He said, quote, "Sure, he could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to the international community in the next week. Turn it over, all of it, without delay and allow the full and total accounting. But he isn't about to do that, and it can't be done," end quote. When you listen to his rambling statements, it's clear he wasn't thinking very clearly that day and didn't really mean it as a serious offer. According to Reuters, the U.S. State Department said Kerry was making a rhetorical argument. Nevertheless, Kerry is an official of the U.S. government and is stuck with his words, which basically gave Syria an out and took the wind out of the sails of those in Congress trying to make the case that military action was the only alternative. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov immediately ran with the proposal, and Syria's foreign minister said he welcomed it as well. The U.S. is now trapped by Kerry's words. The U.S. State Department tried in vain to undermine Kerry's statement, saying it was just talk and that Damascus and Moscow have a horrible track record, so the U.S. could not trust Assad. Russia and Syria were just stalling for time. Meanwhile, Obama quickly called for Congress to postpone any vote since it would have been very one-sided against war. And they don't want Congress to establish a voting record against the war, which would be harder for the administration to change later on. You can bet there was cursing aplenty in the West Wing as Kerry was excoriated, shamed, berated, and nearly fired for going off script during this London interview. CNN got this from a White House contact, quote, "A U.S. official called Secretary of State John Kerry's remarks in Britain on Monday a, quote-unquote, major goof, saying Kerry clearly went off script here. The official was referring to Kerry's assertion that President Bashar al-Assad could turn over every single bit of his chemical weapons to avoid potential U.S. military action. There is no one in the administration who is taking the Syria proposal seriously," the official said. End quote. Well, it doesn't matter if the administration wants to disown it. They made the case that the rationale for the attack was to make sure these chemical weapons are never used again, and Kerry's offhand remark offers just that, even if he tried to make it impossible by setting a week's deadline. But to the international community, the deadline is something to be negotiated, not something anyone thinks the U.S. can dictate unilaterally. Besides, it's a two-step process, as proposed by Russia. One, Syria turns its chemical weapons to U.N. control, which can be done in a week. And two, later agrees with their destruction, as well as joining the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. All of that has already been agreed to by Syria. So now Obama is stuck with at least going through the motions of pursuing this quote-unquote diplomatic alternative. Kerry began a two-day meeting Thursday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva to hammer out the details of the proposed transfer of Syria's chemical weapons. It's in those details that the U.S. hopes to sabotage this offer.
Hold the thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here with Andrew Skousen, covering the world prepares for you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Student Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're talking about Syria. Now, you have to understand that we've been financing the mercenaries over there. It's not a civil war. This is an effort to precipitate a major war in that area. They're about something close to 400,000 to 800,000 troops are there under Assad's control. And there's only about 80,000 mercenaries we're financing, but enough to create a problem over there, enough to create a situation that somehow we would be able to justify going into the war over there. That's what it's really all about. They want a war in that area. Now, a lot of people are talking World War III. I don't think it's World War III at all, nor does Joel. Why don't I think it's World War III? Well, because basically, I've read the Bible, and the Bible talks about a series of wars over there. The Psalm 83 war, the Ezekiel 38 to 39 war, and then comes this great last war. So but under any circumstances, everything suggests that we are doing everything we can to unite the Muslim world under one control, whether it'll be under Turkey, the assumption of the Ottoman Empire, or under some other circumstances, but be that as it may. Our administration obviously wanted war. Right now, it's temporarily on hold. But we're moving into terrible times, ladies and gentlemen. We're moving into terrible times. The war is coming in one way or another. Make your preparations accordingly. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That's right. As you point out, the U.S. really does want a war there. So all of this news coverage now about this offer to Assad to give up his chemical weapons to the international community is being forced upon them because of this verbal gaffe by John Kerry that we just discussed. So our analysis now says that they're going to try to sabotage this offer by making the constraints too difficult on Assad. Joel says, here's what I think the U.S. is planning. They'll try to integrate into the agreement with Syria one or two of several proposals they believe Assad won't be able to accept. In general, anything that would allow the U.S. and NATO to infiltrate, locate, and spy on all of Assad's weapons systems and or prohibit their use while the rebels are still free to fight. These might include, A, placing NATO inspectors into all Assad's military facilities, who will act as spies, alerting the Syrian rebels of every move Assad's military makes in advance. B, including provisions that might that amount to disarming all his means of delivery of chemical weapons, i.e. stopping all rockets, artillery, etc., even if chemical weapons are not deployed on them. The only advantage for now that the U.S. accrues from this Kerry misstep is that it takes the pressure off the U.S. to prove its assertions about Syria being the instigator of the recent chemical attack for now. Assad had a devastating interview with CBS recently. The Syrian president made mincemeat of John Kerry during an interview with CBS. Here's Stephen Lendman's commentary. Quote, Assad told CBS News he's, quote, no butcher, unquote. He's a doctor who saves lives. Not, quote, a single shred, unquote, of evidence links Syria to chemical weapons use, he said. We were not in the area where the August 21st Gaza chemical attack occurred. Our soldiers in another area were attacked chemically. They went to the hospital as casualties from chemical weapons. But in the area where they said the government used chemical weapons, we only have video and we only have pictures and allegations. We meaning what the U.S. gives the world. We're not there, he said. How can you talk about what happened if you don't have evidence? We're not like the American administration, he was saying. We're not social media administration or government. We are the government that deals with reality. Kerry's quote-unquote high confidence isn't evidence, he stressed. He compared what he said to Colin Powell's infamous February 2003 moment. Russia's evidence is polar opposite of what Kerry claims. In this case, Kerry didn't even present any evidence, he added. He talks and says, we have evidence, and he didn't present anything, not yet. Nothing so far, not a single shred of evidence. End quote. He can't because he has none. End of the quote. Joel says, this is true. ABC News has demanded to see the U.S. intelligence intercepts they claim to have, and the U.S. has refused. The Associated Press said this in response, quote, the U.S. government insists that it has the intelligence to prove it, but the public has yet to see a single piece of concrete evidence produced by U.S. intelligence. No satellite imagery, no transcripts of Syrian military communications connecting the president, the government of President Bashar Assad to the alleged chemical weapons attack last month that killed hundreds of people, end quote. The U.S. has also failed to back up its overblown claims of 1,429 people being killed by the gas attack. The media also continues to downplay U.S. support of al-Qaeda elements and other jihadists within the Syrian rebels. This was recently reported by Aaron Dyke, quote, this is just one example of how our mainstream media constantly censors information and spins or buries the truth. An article on MSNBC changed its headline from, Syria, U.S. strikes would help those who blew up World Trade Center, to, Obama on Russia's Syria chemical weapons proposal, take it with a grain of salt. And that is how the game is played, folks. The media outlet purposefully buried information about Syria's foreign minister asking why America's president wants to help out the same exact al-Qaeda terrorist that supposedly carried out the September 11, 2001 attack that devastated America and sunk it into the police state it has become, end quote. Joel says, notice that Dyke says supposedly about supposedly carried out the September 11th attack. To his credit, it seems Dykes doesn't believe that only al-Qaeda was solely responsible for the attacks of 9/11 any more than I do, although I also know that the dark side of the CIA still runs al-Qaeda. But even CIA backing wouldn't have made it possible for a terrorist, controlled or otherwise, to have placed all the complex explosives inside the buildings needed to bring down the World Trade Center. Only highly trained demolition experts hired by the U.S. could have done that. Leave it to the false conservative network Fox News to decry Obama having to stand down and let the chemical weapons decommissioning play out. Quote, Fox News reporter Shepard Smith had harsh words for the U.S. President Barack Obama after the executive threat to bomb Syria were diverted by a plan by Russia to disarm Syria's chemical weapons. Syria's government reportedly accepted an agreement that would halt an American military strike if they disarmed their chemical weapons. Shep tore into the Obama administration, claiming they were the gullible victims of a head fake, end quote. Joel says, Smith is a neocon and a globalist who is disappointed to see the globalist intervention agenda set back temporarily by Kerry's mistake. Notice he blames this debacle or reprieve on the astuteness of Putin rather than on Kerry's goof. Now for the U.S. hypocrisy on this. Who is the U.S. anyway to be claiming the high ground on illicit chemical use around the world? Pakistan's Press TV listed almost a dozen areas in which the U.S. has used dangerous chemicals on the rest of the world, not to mention the experimental weather modification the U.S. has been doing for years, which includes spraying aluminum and barium at high altitudes around the world, what many people call chemtrailing. This is a Press TV quote. Wesley Mesamore, who published his own list on www.policymike.com, first referred to the U.S. military dumping of 20 million gallons of chemicals on Vietnam, Joel comments, mostly Agent Orange, for nearly a decade of war, which ended in 1971. Mesamore said, quote, Vietnam estimates that as a result of the decade-long chemical attack, 400,000 people were killed or maimed, 500,000 babies have been born with birth defects, and 2 million have suffered from cancer or other illnesses, he wrote. Joel says, and this doesn't even count the damage to thousands of American Vietnam vets to whom the U.S. has paid token compensation. Continue with the quote. Mesamore said the U.S. military used white phosphorus, a horrific incendiary chemical weapon that melts human flesh, in 2004 in the Iraqi city of Fallujah against Iraqi insurgents. Joel comments, we also did this to the city of Dresden in World War II, as well as other cities in the German Ruhr area in order to induce Hitler to bomb London in retaliation. Continuing with the quote. In the early 1950s, he added, the U.S. Army pumped the air full in St. Louis neighborhoods of finely powdered zinc cadmium under the pretext of protecting them against Russian attacks. Since the tests, an alarming number of the area's residents have developed cancer. Again in Iraq in 2003, and Joel comments, and Afghanistan currently, the U.S. military littered the environment with munitions made from depleted uranium, which is a toxic nuclear waste product. As a result, more than half of babies born in Fallujah from 2007 to 2010 were born with some kind of birth defect, said Mesamore. Mesamore also referred to CIA assistance to former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein to chemically bombard Iranians and Kurds in 1988, when Iran and Iraq were fighting a war. Joel comments, and U.S. government-connected companies provided the machinery for chemical weapons production to Iraq, end quote. That's something that you've documented as well, Dr. Stan. Moreover, Joel says, it's going to be very costly and time-consuming to destroy Assad's chemical weapons. CBS News pointed this out, quote, they've got a lot of it. Steve Bucci, former weapons inspector, it's weaponized for the most part, and it's useful. So it's not just stuff sitting in laboratories or in storage sites. They're already in artillery shells, rocket warheads, and airdroppable munitions. The U.S. has spent $26.5 billion building incinerators in 8 states and on one remote Pacific island where chemical weapons were stored. So far, 27,000 tons of chemical agent have been destroyed. Translate that to Syria's stockpile, and it would cost about $1 billion to destroy. The Pentagon, of course, knew where all its chemical weapons were stored, but that's not the case in Syria, end quote. Joel says, all of these difficulties being spelled out here will make it easy for the U.S. to stipulate impossible terms on the negotiations with Syria so the talks can fall apart and they can get back to the war agenda. What they can't control is Russia's ability to fake agreement with the terms in order to buy more time. This will lead to an inevitable tug of war about non-compliance, which is a Russian specialty. Of course, the U.S. has never demanded Russia account for its supposed compliance with weapons treaties, such as START treaties, because the globalists want to preserve a future enemy that will bring on World War III. But Syria will get the full treatment if it doesn't comply with every jot and tittle of the agreement. Meanwhile, according to USA Today and Washington Post, the CIA is busy taking advantage of the lull to increase arms delivery to the rebels, proving the powers that be aren't going to stop trying to take down Syria. This from the from USA Today, quote, the CIA has been delivering weapons to rebels in Syria over the last 2 weeks with contributions of vehicles and other equipment from the State Department. The Washington Post is reporting. U.S. officials are hoping the donations will boost the muscle of the rebel fighters in Syria's 2.5-year civil war, according to the Post, end quote. Well, that's it for Syria right now, Dr. Stan. It looks like they're still going to keep pushing this. You know, if they can only bolster the rebels into taking down the Syrian regime, they might have to be content with that tactic rather than an all-out assault at this stage. But as we point out,
they still want a war over there. We have been financing the Muslim Brotherhood and this radical Islamic movement for many years, creating the best enemy money could buy, and the American people must understand that. We did the same thing with the Nazis. We did the same thing with the communists, the best enemy money could buy. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right. And it's it would be interesting if we could only have traced where all these chemical weapons have been. You know, I don't know if any of that information will come out. I'm sure it won't, but obviously back when they were pushing for the Iraq war, we covered all of convoys and transports that took these chemical weapons from Iraq to Syria.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Andrew Skousen.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. And before we go on, Andrew, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your dad, subscribe to his publication, The World Affairs Brief, because it is a wonderful source of information. And then how they can get his books on strategic relocation, certainty to secure a home. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your father?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way is to go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com, with an S on affairs, all one word, worldaffairsbrief.com. And there they can sign up for the brief. It's $45 for a year to help cover all of the research and writing and editing time that Joel goes through. They can also find there many of the news stories that we are parsing through that we think will help supplement people's regular news searches. It's becoming a rather popular site for that reason. A lot of people go there every morning to get an extra tip about what's going on in the world. There they can find links to our other website, joelskousen.com, which has ways to order all of the books and publications that my dad has done. The most popular is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which is a good first primer on what are the threats facing us and then what are some of the better areas in the U.S. and around the world, really, for relocation and for long-term safety. Once they've established a safe location, they will want to get one of the other two books, the Secure Home, which lists everything about securing a house or a property for long-term difficulties to mitigate the effects against you and how to secure your valuables and your family from theft or social unrest, which is the biggest factor facing us. And then for people that just want to secure a single room or a small-scale type preparation, they should get the High Security Shelter, which is our most updated publication, a smaller booklet. It's cheaper as well, and it details how to make it. You can even do it yourself with cinder blocks. You can build a single room with a secure entrance that will protect all of your supplies and family during a crisis, and it has plans and details about how to do all of that, as well as ideas about hooking up some basic alternate energy for surviving out a difficult time there. And all of those are also available through you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 800-544-8927, and people should make arrangements for some place that they can go, because basically in the large cities, it's only a matter of time before the structure begins to break down or for our financial system begins to collapse. You can't spend money you don't have indefinitely, and there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy it economically. And that is exactly what the Obama administration is doing. It took us certainly 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. Obama has done more than that every single year he's been in office. He's actually increased the federal debt over $6 trillion since he's been in office. We're in real trouble, ladies and gentlemen, and the whole House of Cards is coming down as they begin to having to cut back on all of these wonderful, wonderful government programs at the state and national level. And will that come the people demanding their rights? And there are going to be demonstrations and violence in our cities and streets. Make your preparations to protect yourself and your family. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, some of the other stories here in the World Affairs Brief, it's been interesting to watch some of the stories that come floating in and start to put a few pieces together. There was a story There was a story a few months ago about Attorney General Eric Holder making a special appearance to the Connecticut police officers involved in the Sandy Hook shooting. And the subsequent cover-up of the facts and people around that whole terrible event, of course. Joel says, I said at the time that I suspected there was a rebellion in the ranks as police were told to be silent about the other shooters and the falsification of the weapons used to implicate the semi-auto AR-15 rather than any other sort of handgun or weapon that it seems more likely people saw that at least the patsy have with him. Holder, therefore, was there personally to threaten and assure. But it appears there was also a promise of big money, at least for the chiefs. Just recently, Professor James Tracy reported that, quote, as the nation's attention turned to potential U.S. military aggression in the Middle East, the Obama administration has made an unusual $2.5 million payout to Connecticut law enforcement and emergency response agencies for their participation in the December 14, 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre event.
And let me just point out, what Joel is saying is that there were other shooters and this has been suppressed. And basically, if you go back and read the material that came out immediately after the attack there, why there were stories of other shooters. And certainly there were shooters that they got in the woods and they, but of course you have to cover this whole thing up. This is all about gun registration and gun confiscation. And we haven't been told the truth at all about what happened there. And now, of course, large payoffs of money to the local police, everything to keep people silent, and people have been actually threatened not to tell the truth. And everything has been done across America. The last thing they would want public to know is that they would stage something like this so that they could begin to confiscate the weapons. It's all about weapon confiscation and weapon control. And understand, we have never gotten the true story of what really happened at Sandy Hook because they're covering it up. What are they covering up? Who else was involved? And why did this take place? It's all about gun confiscation, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm so proud of the people there in Colorado for recalling a couple of the senators who wanted to confiscate the guns from the people. And we need to get people to understand there really is a coordinated effort to disarm the American people, because the people in charge don't believe in the Second Amendment. They want a dictatorship in America, just as we're installing in countries all throughout the Near East and the Middle East today. Dictatorships there under Muslim control. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we also had a few comments about the gun control backlash in Colorado that came to fruition this past week. This was of course a grassroots based recall election that ousted two Democratic state senators, including the leader of the state Senate, who was a Democrat. And this served as a chilling lesson to Democrats who cross gun owners, one of America's most coveted constitutional rights. The memory of so many...
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here to wrap up the program.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat.
and Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and presenting the World Affairs Brief. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, so just want to finish what we were talking about with the gun control backlash in Colorado, because this really serves to help explain why it was that Obama wasn't able to get Congress to pass more gun control legislation this term. And it is precisely because of this kind of a backlash where these two state senators in Colorado have just been ousted through a grassroots recall election. So this wasn't even waiting until the next round of elections. They actually were able to oust these state senators with a recall vote. And this is why there are several states like Colorado and Connecticut where liberals are now paying for their votes against the state laws that significantly curtailed gun rights. Here's what the Coloradoan said on the story. Quote, two Democratic state lawmakers who backed tighter gun laws in the aftermath of mass shootings have been kicked out of office in a recall election promoted by both grassroots activists and the National Rifle Association. Senate President John Morse lost by just 343 votes Tuesday in swing district in the Republican stronghold of Colorado Springs. The Senator Angela Giron lost by a bigger margin in a largely blue-collar district that favors the Democrats. The NRA said the election sent a clear message to lawmakers that they should protect gun rights and be accountable to their constituents, not to anti-gun billionaires, a swipe against New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who supported Giron and Morse. Bloomberg poured millions into this race, but still lost. Democrats will still maintain control of the state legislature, and the laws are expected to remain in place, end quote. Joel says, that's the sad part. Once these freedoms are lost, they are rarely regained. Well, in honor of the 12th anniversary of 9/11, there was a Muslim Truthers March on Washington, D.C., which garnered very little support. Nick Wing, writing for the Huffington Post, said this about the quote-unquote Million Muslim March. He said it was shaping up to be more like a few hundred people walking down the street. He said it turns out it was more like 20 people. Actually, it was a few hundred. The 2 Million Bikers event, on the other end, had a much larger turnout than initially expected. But organizers at the group American Muslim Political Action Committee, AMPAC, didn't exactly do a lot to engender sympathy for an event held on one of the most emotionally charged days of the year. The group is led by MD Rabbi Alam, a professed 9/11 truther who has pushed controversial anti-Semitic conspiracy theories about the attack. AMPAC's plans outraged conservative outlets earlier this year, though many cited the religion of the organizing group rather than the fringe beliefs behind the event, end quote. Joel says it's actually quite common in the 9/11 truth movement to see people claiming that the Israeli Mossad was behind it, mostly based on the fact that a dozen or so Israeli illegals working for the Urban Moving Company, an Israeli operation, were arrested after people reported them celebrating as the World Trade Center towers were falling. They were then deported after interrogation without any explanation. The Israeli Mossad often works hand in glove with the dark side of the CIA and their illegal acts, especially in foreign countries. But given the size and complexity of the explosives work in the three World Trade Center buildings, plus the modification of multiple aircraft for possible remote control and probably explosives, Joel says, I find it implausible that the Israelis would be caught taking all the risk for this kind of false flag operation. They may have had a role in handling and training the hired hijackers, yes, but certainly they were not responsible for the whole show. Continuing with the quote, organizers of the Million Americans Against Fear rally have defended the timing of their event by noting that Muslims and non-Muslims alike were traumatized on September 11th. AMPAC has insisted that the march will be about civil rights, indefinite detention, and countering inaccurate depictions of Islam and Muslims. It also appears, however, that trutherism will play a significant role. The D.C. area 9/11 truth movement and architects and engineers for 9/11 truth movement are currently listed as partners, end quote. Although Mr. Wing denigrates the 9/11 truther element in this article, he is correct that this Muslim group rightly believes that 9/11 was an inside job by the dark side of government. And that's the real reason why the media didn't give them much attention. It's also why not many Muslims showed up in support. So embarrassed are they about 9/11 and all the bad publicity aimed at them as the false perpetrators. As part of this, the media also failed to notice or take mention of the big billboard in Times Square asking, did you know a third tower fell on 9/11? It was sponsored by www.rethink911.org and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It is surprising how many Americans in New York don't know this fact. The media doesn't like to emphasize this bit of information because the building is even more clearly brought down by controlled demolition than the first two towers, something which the terrorists could never have done. Joel says, much as I distrust the news outlet Russia Today and their motives in supporting conspiracy theory, which is to undermine the U.S. in any possible way, they did put on one of the best 9/11 investigative reports this year, and it is worth watching, and he provides a link in the brief. Of particular interest is the statement during the interviews of a mainstream American reporter who said that if she were to have presented any of this evidence to her U.S. publication, the editor would have killed the story immediately. So trained are U.S. publishers against conspiracy facts. There have been a lot of very good investigative films that have come out about 9/11 in the past 12 years. Joel says one of the best is a free five-part series by Italian producer Massimo Mazzucco that is available to watch right on the web. A nice feature of this series is an index at the beginning, which tells you where to find his coverage on any aspect of the investigation within the film, so you don't have to watch it all to research areas of special interest. His documentary also presents some of the newest and most technical film analysis of the Pentagon videos, which show how they edited out the plane so it wasn't visible in one camera, but not the other, where it is partially blocked by a pillar. And they address the official debunkers throughout the film, particularly the egregiously disingenuous ones, like Popular Mechanics.
We're out of time, Andrew. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having
Bye-bye.
Me on again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, you know, one of the hardest things for me personally to have accepted following the 9/11 attack in 2001 was the fact that there would be people in our society who would actively kill almost 3,000 Americans just so they could get us into a war with Afghanistan. Remember, 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. Why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? Well, then they showed us this a terrible, terrible video. Supposedly it was Osama bin Laden admitting he did it. Didn't even look like Osama bin Laden. Go back and look at it. And then, Sydney, go to your computer and watch Building 7 come down. You can watch it come down. It's obvious. It was a controlled demolition. And then watch the Twin Towers come down. See how they vaporized the tops of the buildings before the rest of the building collapsed. They vaporized the top of the buildings. How do you do that? Well, with explosives, ladies and gentlemen, the same way that you create those tremendous clouds of dust from vaporizing the cement. You're going to have to learn to use your lying eyes rather than believe what the government tells you. That is not our government. It is the invisible government, the Brotherhood, which is in charge, and they control both political parties. We have some excellent DVDs on 9/11 by Richard Gage, and then we have certainly a talk to Richard Gage, a DVD of the talk Richard Gage gave at our conference, and we have certainly the 9/11 4 CD set, 9/11, 9/11 update, and then why did the buildings come down? We'll actually hear my interview, 2-hour interview with a man who was assigned the job of cleaning up the debris of Building 7. He arrived the day afterwards, and as he said, 99% certain it was a controlled demolition. If Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then they killed those people. They killed them, and you've got to get involved. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest Richard Gage's 2 excellent DVDs, and then the talk that Richard Gage gave when he was at our conference, and then the 4 CD sets, 911, 911 update, and certainly, of course, the why did the buildings come down? There are 3 CD sets, and important for you to have and to help us get the information out. But there is awakening across America. I've been at this for 50 years, and I've never been as encouraged as I am that the American people are waking up, and that is why the Brotherhood is working so rapidly. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Read it, reread it, distribute it. Help people to understand about the satanic forces. People who actually worship Satan, working at the highest levels of our government today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations, we're all across America, 5 hours a day. At least the truth is being heard. You can hear us on the internet at radioliberty.com. At radioliberty.com, you can hear our program on shortwave in the afternoon. the two-hour program in the afternoon is available simply by telephone if you have unlimited minutes. And, of course, if you have a KU satellite receiver, you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day along with our friends Chuck Christmeyer, Butch Paul, Joyce Riley. We have a satellite up there, a satellite Sydney station, where you can hear our programs. Get others listening.